Jujutsu finds a new home and developers rediscover the joy of building their own tools. Martin von Zweigbergk, the creator of the Jujutsu version control system, widely known as JJ, has joined ERSC, an independent organization apparently positioning itself as a sustainability home for significant open source projects. The news scored 244 with 184 comments, reflecting the developer community's genuine investment in a tool that has been gaining traction as an alternative Git frontend with a cleaner mental model, particularly around treating operations as first-class objects that can be undone. Jujutsu was developed by von Zweigbergk while at Google, where its status as a corporate internal project that was also open source created inherent tension around roadmap decisions. The recurring theme in HN comments was that the tool's development velocity had been promising but resource-constrained. Moving to ERSC presumably provides greater community accountability and independence in setting direction. The broader question the thread surfaces, who pays for ongoing maintenance of developer infrastructure that has become load-bearing, remains unresolved across the industry, with corporate stewardship, foundations, and independent collectives each carrying different trade-offs around stability and community responsiveness. A post titled "Fine, I'll build my own text editor" offered a warmer counterpoint to the institutional conversation, scoring 150 with 134 comments. Developer David Bushell documented building a custom text editing component for his own workflow, not a public product, just a tool shaped to his preferences. The post is educational about how browser-based text editing actually functions, and the comment thread became a reunion for developers who have independently rediscovered the same painful edge cases around cursor position, selection state, and undo history that every from-scratch editor project eventually hits. Web FPGA, a 2019 project that resurfaced today with 91 points, makes FPGA accessible through a web interface, allowing hardware description language to be written and synthesized in the browser without a locally installed licensed toolchain. Its renewed traction reflects a hardware hacking community that has grown substantially since its original release. SonicPy, a live coding environment for music synthesis built on Ruby, also resurfaced with 180 points and 35 comments. Originally designed to teach programming to children through musical feedback, it has developed a genuine adult practitioner community drawn to the immediacy of aesthetic feedback as a programming experience. Ambient CSS version 3 rounded out the creative tools segment with 280 points and 82 comments. Described as Blender meets CSS, the framework brings 3D lighting models, material properties, and physically based rendering concepts into the browser without requiring WebGL, using CSS properties that do not currently exist in any standard. Community reaction was split between admiration for the technical achievement and skepticism about practical deployment, given that performing lighting calculations in CSS, which runs on the main thread rather than the GPU, carries significant performance constraints. A geographic visualization called Movie Scene Map, covering 13,312 films, series, games, anime, and manga, scored 268 with 38 comments and attracted the kind of crowdsourced error correction that turns personal data projects into community ones.